ABC Radio Australia.
Well, staying in PNG, we're just 2 days after his sacking. The head of news at one of the country's main media organisations has been reinstated. MTV's news and current affairs manager, Neville Choi, was dismissed on Monday in what was called a disciplinary matter by the acting CEO. It led to a meltdown of the newsroom, with the entire workforce in the newsroom going on strike and the nightly televised news bulletin not going to air. Management had appointed the senior journalist Mirabet Tulo to replace Mr. Choi as the acting news boss, but he also spoke out against the termination. He labelled it as there had been editorial interference when he spoke with me yesterday.
We believed we were standing for what is right, which is going against interference in the editorial content in the news, which has been ongoing in the recent past, and it's been increasing, which is a worry for the news team. So we made a decision to just stand up for what was right. We believe the infringement or the purported infringement did not warrant a termination. If anything, it is an administrative issue that could have been handled much, much better by the acting CEO of the company.
Now, the sacking was also condemned by many media organisations across the region, including the media watchdog, the Pacific Freedom Forum, which called the decision to sack Mr. Choi heavy-handed. The Prime Minister of PNG, James Marape, also threw his weight behind Mr. Choi, telling the ABC yesterday that he'd personally directed his communications minister to investigate the issue.
I've asked for a full inquiry into this one. I've asked the communication minister to check into this matter. If there's any element of truth in him being sacked unnecessarily, then I've asked for him to be restored. But if it is truly a disciplinary matter that qualifies in every sense as a disciplinary matter, then it's something beyond my control. But if it's just petty work-related issues in between the contest of jobs, Neville, from a distance, I've seen as a fine young Papua New Guinean man who continues to be used in the media profession and he's competent, he's solid, and you know, I have no element of doubt on his ability. So I've asked for the communication minister to look into this. I don't intend to put one Papua New Guinean out there on the street when he's doing a good job. So if the allegations are unsubstantiated and unaccounted for, then we'll ask him to be restored. So the minister's intervention at the board level is currently going on to really ascertain what is the full story. And I am not privy now to tell you exactly what the board will resolve, but instruction has been passed to look and give the young man a fair go. He's been an anchor of our newsroom for a long, long time. He's been has anchored MTV for a long, long time. And in my view, he doesn't deserve a demotion, he deserves a promotion.
PNG Prime Minister James Marape there now. Soon after he spoke yesterday afternoon, it was revealed that Mr. Choi had been reinstated by MTV's management. He's expected to return to his position as news and current affairs manager, possibly today. Now, MTV's acting CEO Sheena Hughes again told the ABC yesterday that she wouldn't be commenting on the matter because she maintained that it was an internal disciplinary one and not, as had been shared online, particularly an issue of media freedom. Not everyone still believes that, though. Afani Eremaya is the Melanesian co-chair of that journalist network, the Pacific Freedom Forum. I spoke with him just a short time ago.
I think, first of all, this is a victory for the EMTV staff who stood by their colleague during his removal. Also, in my view, as the co-chair of Pacific Freedom Forum, I think this is a win for media freedom in Papua New Guinea, as well as in Melanesia. Now, coming back to Neville Choi's reinstatement, I think I don't have the details on how he got reinstated, but I believe the decision that was made at the first place to remove him from his job was a mistake. And I'm glad that, they have got him back on the job.